which is absolutely incredible. If we can get people on and get them ramped up, they stick on Facebook. So many times, like I've advised multiple startups, my favorite was working with Airbnb, but I've worked with Coursera, I've worked with other ones that haven't done as well as those guys. But the one thing that is true over and over and over again is if you look at this curve, percent monthly active versus number of days from acquisition, if you end up with a retention curve that asymptotes to a line parallel to the x-axis, you have a viable business and you have product market fit for some subset of market. But most of the companies that you see fly up, who talk about growth hacking and virality and all of this other stuff, I'm going to try so hard not to swear, but it'll happen. Their retention curve slopes down towards the x-axis and in the end intercepts the x-axis. Now, when I show this chart to most people, they say that's all well and good. You had 1 million people a day in terms of growth when you started the growth team at Facebook, or you were at 50 million users. You had a lot of people joining the site, so you had a ton of data to do this. We use the same methodology for our B2B growth, getting people to sign up as self-service advertisers. We used this analysis to understand how much growth we were going to have in that market as well. And in that place, when I joined Facebook, the product was 3 days old.